This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, we bring you another huge show in the middle, in fact, actually at the end of Radiothon. It's filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is Tass. Paul is on panel. Fiona is at home on social media. And this morning we have a really nice suite of guests. Lord Mayor Sally Capp is going to join us, and Sally's actually taking, she's going to ring us in a moment, but she's actually taking a break. They're doing a whole lot of virtual citizenship ceremonies online.
Wow.
And I think that's just extraordinary. So we're going to talk to Sally about a whole range of things. Anna Brown, the CEO of Equality Australia, is going to talk to us about a couple of things. An upcoming event, the Queer Love-In, COVID-19 and how that is impacting our community. And we're also going to touch on the really long campaign that the trans community have fought. And, you know, they've been supported by lots of other people in the community and particularly by people like Anna Brown, who've provided a legal perspective to a lot of the things going on with this. So we'll touch on that. Adele Ferguson, award-winning journalist from Fairfax Channel 9 and from time to time on the ABC. And she was on with us a couple of weeks ago as well. Adele's going to talk about what sort of an economy are we in at the moment? What does she think the recovery is going to look like when it starts? And what do the CEOs and the CFOs of large corporations, what are they saying about this recovery? We also want to talk to her about JobKeeper. And, you know, there's been some reports of difficulties, rorts, going on here. And remember, Adele uncovered more wage fraud in Australia than the Fair Work Commission ever has. So she's really right across the pulse of this. Then we're going to speak with Senator Jane Hume. And Senator Hume is the Minister for Superannuation and Financial Services. And we want to speak to the Senator about the number of people that have applied for this, why the government implemented this policy, what are the impacts of it, how does it work, is it working? And also, I'm interested as to, in times like this, where we're seeing the share market wildly gyrating, what actually can people do to get good financial advice in the current environment? And then following that, our Joy Ambassador, Peter Hitchener. We're going to speak to Hitch about a couple of things. Reading the news during COVID-19, how different is it? You know, what is he doing to stay well? A lot of his Twitter followers will see Peter every day tweets a picture of something. You know, it might be, some dogs or some nice garden scenes or whatever. But what is Pete doing, you know, to stay well and to stay focused during this time? Now, I want to welcome Tass. This is your second
outing. Good morning, Macca. How are you?
Good. This is your second outing, Tass.
Oh, my God. It's just so good to be out of the house, Macca. I can't tell you.
I was driven in this morning, so I really feel like I've actually gone from a warm house into a warm car into a warm studio. Yes. So I haven't really been outdoors at all, except to pop into the 7-Eleven to purchase a pile of donuts
for
us.
He did, but you didn't get any strawberry ones.
No, I apologise for that. They didn't have any.
COVID-19.
No, they didn't have any.
There's a shortage of strawberry donuts, Tass. What are we going to do?
Oh, dear. But, Macca, it's just so good to be out of the house and not on damn Zoom.
Perhaps we could ask Tim Smith, the member for Q. Perhaps he'd like to make a comment on the shortage of strawberry donuts.
Why is that, Macca? Why would you ask Tim about that?
Well, he comments about everything else.
Macca, all I can say is that I've been doing 6, 7, 8, sometimes 10 hours on Zoom per
day. I know.
It is actually doing my head in.
But you know, gravity is not our friend, Tass. You've got to get it right so that our chicken giblets.
Well, I normally have my laptop sitting on my my desk, my stand-up desk adjuster, so I can actually have it sitting above me, and so I'm looking up to it.
Yeah.
But after a while of sitting down, you actually just want to stand up.
Yes.
So I end up standing up over the laptop, so all you get to see is my chins and my nostrils.
Yes.
Not very nice.
No.
Not very nice.
No.
But it is a bit tiring, and it's great to be out of the house, and it's great to actually see other human beings.
Now, I had a Zoom meeting the other day, and someone had set their camera up on a tripod with an extending arm above them.
Yes, I've done that.
So that it was actually looking down.
Yeah, I've done that. Well, so you look up to it.
Well, yeah, no, but in our case, it would be looking at our bald heads. Have you had any funny moments on Zoom, Tass?
Look, I do get very frustrated with people who don't spend a few minutes actually working it out.
Yeah.
But look, every now and then, you know, you're on having a meeting, you're having a conversation with someone, and all of a sudden someone's kid sort of arrives or a dog jumps on the computer and sort of, you know, mangles everything. So I've had a bit of that happening, but nothing particularly outlandish yet.
Yeah, well...
Although we do play this thing called house party. At night we sit around with a couple of mates and have a G&T and sort of unwind and talk crap, really, but talk about the day and debrief. And house parties, a bit like a Zoom-type thing. It allows a number of people to get online and participate at the same time. That's been a bit of fun. You can also play games with that. I think people who live on their own find that particularly useful.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, I don't know whether you watch Tass, but PBS from the States, NewsHour. PBS NewsHour.
Haven't watched that.
And the compere of that is Judy Woodruff. And she's doing it from her home. And what I'm observing is behind her is her bookcase and how she's actually moving different books around for each time that she's on air. So it's always interesting, you know, bookcases are a great feature, but, you know, Jonathan, my partner, laughs that I'm standing in front of the big screen TV really close looking at what books Judy Woodruff has moved around. And I actually did a couple of tweets about it and also suggested that the flowers in the corner looked a bit sad and they needed to be changed.
Oh, dear.
She liked the tweets and then the next show the flowers were changed. I'm actually going to try and see if we can talk to her on air one day.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.